is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Vera Vague.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers
good evening, folks. This is Al Jolson at Kraft Music Hall. I'm going to open up the session tonight with a song that right now ain't too popular in the South. I'm Just Wild About Harry. I'm just wild about Harry. Harry's wild about me. What heavenly blisses in his kisses fill me with ecstasy. He's sweet just like chocolate candy and like honey from the bee. Say, I'm just wild about Harry. Harry's wild about. I can't live without. Harry's wild about me. I'm just wild about Harry. Harry's wild about me. What heavenly blisses in his kisses fills me with ecstasy. He's sweet like chocolate candy and just like honey from the bee. Say, I'm just wild about Harry. Harry's wild about. I can't do without. Harry is wild about me.
Al, did you see the billboards? The circus is in town.
Of course I know the circus is in town. I was there opening night. I never miss a circus. Why, Oscar, when I was a kid, I used to go every day just to see the animals.
Gee, weren't you afraid?
Afraid? Why should I have been afraid to see the animals?
When you were a kid, all I had was dinosaurs.
Listen, you funny fellow. When I was a kid, they didn't have dinosaurs in the circus. You had to go out in the woods to see them. Oscar, look, you're a big kid at heart. By the way, did you go to the circus?
Yeah, I went to the circus. But it was just a scrape of an acquaintance.
Yeah?
An elephant sat on a friend of mine.
Don't.
That's not over my head.
Oscar, don't be so cynical. Everybody loves the circus. Why, when I was a boy, it was every kid's ambition to run away and join a circus.
How come you didn't?
Oh, don't be silly, Oscar. How would Larry Parks have looked as a lion tamer?
Well, I'm glad you didn't join a circus, yeah. Al. Without you, there'd have been no Winter Garden, no jazz singer, no Sonny Boy, and no Bank of America.
That's very sweet of you. Now, be a good boy and do something for me, something I wanted you to do for a long time. Play a little bit of the second movement of the concerto written by a man who was a great composer and one of yours and one of my dearest friends, George Gershwin.
Thank you.
have youngsters at your house, I certainly hope that your refrigerator usually holds a loaf or package of Velveeta. You see, the folks at Kraft rather think of Velveeta as the children's special, because this cheese food is so rich in important milk nutrients, because it's digestible as milk itself, and because youngsters always go for Velveeta's rich yet mild cheddar cheese flavor. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that children have a monopoly on Velveeta snacks and sandwiches. Dad and everybody will love to spread and slice this golden cheese food. Get some tomorrow and see for yourself what a help nutritious Velveeta is to you, with between meal snacks and hot dishes, too.
Oscar, you surprised me. I never heard that before. What is that piece?
That's the end of Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto.
Uh-huh.
Shall I play the beginning?
Well, there's no use now. I know how it comes out.
You know, Al, every week you're with me.
Yeah?
You learn a little about good music, and every week I'm with you, I forget a little.
Well, if we keep on that way, I'll be in Carnegie Hall.
Yeah, and if we keep on that way, I'll be with Spike Jones.
Oscar, look, before you leave to join Spike Jones, how about noodling some notes for a new tune I'm going to sing? And look, don't make any wisecracks about my singing nothing but old songs.
I wouldn't think of it, Al. When you sing an old song, you make it young again.
Thanks, Oscar.
You should do as well by yourself.
Gypsy violins were playing at the Candlelight Cafe, and I smiled when I heard a gypsy say that love would come my way. Do not laugh, the gypsy told me as he bowed and walked away. Suddenly, you appeared before me at the Candlelight Cafe. There was wine and there was music, and the gypsy winked his eye as our hands met across the table, and I kissed my heart goodbye. With the dawn, the music faded, but our love was here to stay. Burning bright like the flaming candle at the Candlelight Cafe.
Very good, Al. Very good.
Thank you.
You know, while you were singing, I was thinking about something.
Really, Oscar? What were you thinking about?
I was supposed to call a plumber.
What?
My kitchen pipes are rusty.
Oscar, look. A few more of those remarks, and the local Al Jolson fan club will arrange it so that the next time you sit down to play the saber dance...
Yasm?
You're going to get right up again, because the saber will be in your piano bench.
I apologize. Yeah. And I'd put the apology in writing if I could think of some small words.
Yeah.
Now, will you excuse me a second?
That's very pretty in a brutal way. What is the name of that song?
That isn't a song.
No?
The piano has been troubled with falling keys, so I'm giving it a scalp massage.
Oscar, would you mind not playing for a little while and not telling that joke over again either?
There's only one way to save this precarious situation.
Yeah?
I will sing.
Go ahead.
Santa Lucia, Santa Lucia. You see, singing happens to be one of my many sides.
Yeah, it happens to be your flat side. Now, look. By the way, Oski, a letter came the other day. A letter came the other day requesting that you don't sing.
Just one letter?
Yeah.
That makes me laugh.
It was from Mr. Kraft.
I'm crying.
Well, Oscar, I'll cheer you up. I'll sing.
Al, sometimes a guy prefers to be miserable.
All right. If you feel that way about it, play the piano. Oscar, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I remember that. That's Der Fledermaus by Strauss. It reminds me of my student days at Heidelberg. Oscar. Oscar?
Yeah, awesome.
Any dialect with you. Oscar, if you please, spielen Sie noch einmal that girl.
Umpapa, umpapa, ja, papa.
In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime, strolling down the shady lane with your sweetheart mine. She holds your hand and you hold hers, and that's a very good sign that she's your tootsie wootsie in the good old summertime.
Oh, sorry. That was gross Arctic hair, Yolson. Now something for my part of the hooper.
Yeah.
Hooper, is that what you call it?
Yeah. Oscar, just a moment. Oscar, please. Oscar.
Yeah.
I never heard anything like it. You're only playing with one hand.
I know. It's a concerto Ravel wrote for the left hand alone.
For the left hand alone?
Mm-hmm.
What was he doing with his right hand?
Sitting on it. He lived in a cold house.
Oscar, the way you answer my question sometimes, honestly, you must think I'm ignorant.
I can't say.
Well, I want to know. Tell me the truth right now. Nothing but the truth. Do you think I'm ignorant?
Yes.
Can't you lie once in a while?
Sure I can lie. Al, I'd love to hear you sing a tender ballad.
No. I'm hurt. Oscar, I don't think I can sing.
Please, Al, please, sing, please.
Now he's begging me. All right, I'll do it. Lou, a tender ballad for Oscar.
Whispering while you cuddle near me. Whispering so no one can hear me. Each little whisper seems to cheer me. I know it's true, there's no one, dear, but you. Whispering why you never leave me. Whispering that you'll never grieve me. Whisper and say that you believe me. Whispering that I love you.
Scott, that was really very nice.
Thank you.
The way you sing a romantic ballad, no wonder even the younger girls admire.
Oh, it's nothing, Ken. I have fans from all ages.
Oh, Mr. Jolson. Mr. Jolson.
Here's one from the Stone Age. Hello, Miss Vague, and I use the term miss loosely. What brings you to the music hall?
Well, I represent the Encino Third Finger Left Hand No Ring Club.
Oh, yeah, that's the group that's been setting the bear traps outside the YMCA, huh?
Yes, but the ones we catch there are so young we have to throw them back out. Uh-huh. I don't think I'll have that trouble here.
Well, look. Miss Meg, what do you want from me?
Well, Mr. Jolson, yeah? All my girlfriends in Encino are just dying to see you.
Well, that's very nice. If they feel that way, why don't the girls come into Hollywood to see me?
But they can't.
No?
It's the lumbago season. You see, Mr. Jolson, they'd like you to come out because they'd like a man they can chase.
Like a man they can chase? Well, that's very flattering, but why me?
Well, they think you'd get winded faster.
Miss Vague, look, what makes you think that I'd be interested in any of those women? You know, what makes you think that?
Well, they're all young girls.
Yeah.
Your age. Now, don't you worry, Mr. Jolson. We're all right up to date.
Mm-hmm.
Notice how I've gone in for the new look?
Yes. Your wrinkles are 2 inches longer than usual.
Well, bless your heart. Mm-hmm. Why don't you go walk a million miles for one of your mammy's smiles?
Miss Vega, look, for your information, insulting me is hardly the way to get me to accept your invitation, you know.
Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I guess I got off on the wrong foot.
Yes. You got off on the wrong face, too.
Oh, you men are all beasts.
Then what are you here for?
I love animals. Mr. Jolson,
yeah?
You know, you should be nice to me. Remember, I'm a woman.
I'm sorry I offended you, Miss Vega. Allow me to kiss your hand.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh, Mr. Jolson, stop trying to bite the diamond out of my ring.
I'm sorry. It was sweet. I thought it was rock candy. Miss Vague, I have a little suggestion for you.
Yes.
Why don't you hang around weddings and try to, catch the bride's bouquet? They say that'll bring you an offer of marriage.
Oh, goodness. I've gone to wedding after wedding, and every time I was the one who caught the bouquet.
And didn't you get any offers?
Yes, to catch for the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Well, I think you'd be all right as a catcher. They wear masks, you know. Miss Vague, just to help you out, but mainly to get rid of you,
yes.
I'm going to give you a little tip.
Yes.
You can get a date with Oscar Levant if you play your cards right.
Who wants to play cards?
I don't blame you the way your deck is stacked. Now, come here. Oscar's right over there, and I'll introduce you to him.
Mr. Jolson,
yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a darling, really, you are. Is there anything I can do for you?
Heavens, no! Oscar, will you come over here? I want you to meet Miss Vera Vague.
How are you, Miss Vague?
I'm right up to snuff.
Snuff? What's the matter? Did you give up cigars?
Oscar, be nice. We haven't had a girl in the music hall for a long time.
That includes tonight.
Well, bless your little overpressed brain and your unpressed suit.
Oscar, Miss Vague is looking for someone to join her and the girls in Encino.
With no interest to me. I'm a married man with 3 children.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I know, but that's the way it is.
Oh, that's too bad, Mr. Levant. I'd always pictured you and me sitting before the fireplace. You holding my hand and I running my fingers through your piano keys.
Miss Vague, under no circumstances could I go for you. If I were interested in a girl, she'd have to be someone like, Lana Turner.
Yes, but women are all sisters under the skin.
Well, get back under the skin and send your sister out.
You have a quick mind. Too bad your head can't keep up with it.
Miss Vague, I think you know by now that neither one of us is interested in going to the Encino Third Finger Left Hand No Ring Club.
Yes, but you can't let me go back empty-handed, Mr. Jolson. I can't disappoint the girls. They didn't ask for much. Only you.
Al, I can't stand it. I'll go with her. I'll make the supreme sacrifice.
No, Oscar. No, Oscar. I'll go. I'm older. I haven't anything left to live for. I'm tired. I'm weary. I'm weak. I'm on the last legs.
Goodbye, Mr. Jolson.
Just a moment, Miss Begg. Where are you going?
If you're in that condition, even we don't want you. Goodbye.
Whenever you homemakers are stumped for a main dish, think of Kraft's smooth-melting cheese food, Velveeta. Think of all the wonderful main dishes you can make with rich, golden Velveeta sauce. For instance, look on your pantry shelf for a can of salmon or tuna or crab meat or shrimp. Serve the seafood in delicious Velveeta sauce on toast, and you have a main dish the folks will rave about. Or for a hearty casserole, serve Velveeta sauce on fluffy rice or noodles or macaroni. It's like magic the way Velveeta sauce combines with other food for dishes that are real treats. And with smooth-melting Velveeta, this glorious cheese sauce is so easy. In the top of the double boiler, just melt 1/2 pound of this famous cheese food. Then stir in 1/4 cup of milk, and presto, your tempting, wonderfully nutritious Velveeta sauce is ready. Tomorrow, you better get Velveeta in the 2-pound size that keeps you stocked for hot, delicious cheese sauce, as well as cold snacks and sandwiches.
Folks, if we here in America have anything that can be called native folk songs, I believe the music Jerome Kern composed for Showboat is truly Americana. And the most beautiful example is Old Man River. Lots of folks on the Mississippi, lots of folks work while the white man plays, pulling them boats from the dawn to sunset, getting no rest till the judgment day. Don't look up and don't look down, you don't just make the white boy frown. Bend your knee, bow your head, pull that rope until you're dead. Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man boss. Show me that stream that they call the Jordan. There's the old stream that I long to cross. Old Man River, that old man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling. He keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton, and them that plants them is soon forgotten. But Old Man River, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, fire aching and wreck with pain. Smoke that bar, lift that veil. Get a little drunk and you land in a jail. I get weary, sick of trying. I'm tired of living and fear of a dying. But Old Man River, he just keeps crawling along.
Let me go away from the Mississippi.
Good night, folks.
Hereby, the pair to the courtesy of the Bob Hope Show. Next Thursday, our special guest will be Charles Boyer. This is Ken Carpenter saying good night. Stay tuned into this station to hear Jack Carson with Eve Arden, who follow immediately.
The making of really fine French dressing is a tricky business indeed. That's why the clever hostess prefers to serve her salads with one of two famous French dressings made by Kraft. The first, Kraft French dressing, has a flavor that everyone likes, mild yet spicy enough. Then for those who prefer just a teasing touch of onion and garlic, there's Miracle French dressing, also made by Kraft. Choose the one to your taste, Miracle French dressing or Kraft French dressing.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.